Welcome back, everyone.
Welcome back to another installment of Let God Set the Tone.
Yeah, boy. Yes, we missed you so much,
even though it might have been only 7 days, but we missed you so much. So much.
Welcome back, man. We hope you guys have been blessed.
Yeah.
And well, and that the Lord has been keeping you.
Yes. Not only
physically and spiritually, but mentally as well.
Mm-hmm.
You and your loved ones.
Yes.
And we welcome you all.
We welcome
OG listeners,
yes.
New listeners, you are all welcome in the spirit of Christ,
mm-hmm.
our foundation, as we said in the recap episode.
Amen. Sure.
So, yeah, let's get into it. Percy has been flowing with these topics, guys.
Wow. And
I'll give him the platform to let us know what we are talking about today.
Okay. Let me just jump straight into it. I hope you tuned into the previous episode on fighting, because this is more like a flow from that episode to this one. And the topic for this one is asking God to expose certain things in us or allowing God to expose certain things in us. Let me start off with the latter. Allowing God to expose certain things in us.
Sure.
And this is regarding a scripture. It's in Ephesians. I can't remember where in Ephesians exactly. I think 3:17, if I'm not mistaken. But it's regarding allowing Christ to make his home in our hearts. You know, and when I say allowing God to expose certain things, it's us allowing Christ to make home only in certain rooms in our hearts.
You give him the and back room.
The back room.
Outside room.
The outside room, and not the entire space. You know, and over this past week, last week actually, I was at a camp, and as we were there, the brother that was speaking there,
the brother that was speaking there,
he spoke about this quite a lot actually, and he explained that there was this story of this one guy, and I think this was just happening spiritually or in his mind, but there would be a knock at the door, and it's like a two-story building, so there would be a knock at the door, and he would rush to the door. When he got to the door and opened the door, he would realize that it's Satan on the other side. And him and Satan would now be wrestling there at the door. Physically trying to keep Satan out the door, pushing the door, you know, trying his best. And then after a few hours, he manages to close the door, and then Christ comes walking down the stairs. And it's like, how? Christ, you've been here all along. Yeah, but like, why didn't you step in? You know, I needed you. I needed you, and you were here the whole time.
Yeah.
And Christ was like, how? In fact, he gave me that room there at the back. So, and this is not my house. I can't do as I please in another person's house.
Yeah.
And then the second time it happened, I'm so sorry, it's outside.
Mm-hmm.
The second time it happened, he had given Christ like the top floor.
Okay.
And told Christ that, you know, the top floor is yours. You know,
sure,
the
sure.
bottom floor is still mine. I want to live my life. I want to do my own thing. You know, just take that portion.
Mm.
It happens again. He's now wrestling there. After a few hours, Christ comes back down again and he's like, how? But I gave you more than half. Like, no, that's not how it works. I want to be the one who's in control. And when we speak about allowing God or allowing Christ to expose certain things in us, it's just me saying, allowing Christ to expose that maybe you are not as patient as you thought you were.
Sure.
And when you are now in instances, or now you are in an instance where you are supposed to be patient, when you are all in your feelings, instead of allowing Christ to step into whatever situation that is, maybe show you that the person that maybe you're waiting for, they experienced 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, that you could actually be compassionate towards, you know. You are not in that mind state. You are too much in your feelings. And me saying allowing Christ to expose these things, I just want to give it a disclaimer.
Sure.
Be careful what you wish for. Kore, when I say allowing, Kore, I understand also why we fight or why we struggle to allow Christ to expose certain things in us. We don't want to let go of them. We justify these things in ourselves.
Sure.
We justify very quickly. Me not being as what's the word? Hofana.
Giving.
Giving. Me not being as giving and justifying and saying that I've met a lot of people who did not have gratitude. You know, God, I am able to justify it. And Christ will always put me in situations that will expose me and show me that Percy Bowen, I'm fine. You are not as perfect as you think you are.
Sure.
Look at how you handled this situation. Look at how you did that. And then the second one is asking Christ to expose us. That is the disclaimer. That is the be careful what you ask for. Because when you ask Christ to expose certain things, Kore, the intention, or let me say where I'm coming from when I say that, it's me saying, Christ, I want to be more like you.
True.
Expose the things that are in Percy that don't align with who you are or who you want me to be. Kore, there are things that we pick up purely out of survival, Kabelo.
Sure.
Kabelo, it's rough in the streets. Kore, the world is rough. And we learn to survive, you know, we learn to keep our guard up. But then it also teaches us bad traits. It teaches us bad survival instincts. Kore, as much as it's a survival instinct, it's not...
In a way, it deviates us away from Christ.
Amen.
In certain ways. Now, I get what you say. Amen. I completely get what you say.
Yes.
And to start it off, I'm with you. In allowing or asking God to expose certain things. Because even if you believe you are ready, the chances of that not being true are high.
Very high. Very, very high.
And the whole point of allowing Christ to build his home inside your heart. I believe that is the journey of life. Because he's gonna expose every single little thing that you've dug down deep within your heart. Even the things that you've made yourself forget.
Yes.
Even the things that you've avoided and put in the back seat under the mat.
Yes.
He's gonna turn that house upside down.
Yes.
Yes. Complete renovation.
Complete,
bro. New tiles and everything.
Yes. Oh.
So,
yeah, and I love that you used that illustration.
Sure.
Because the demolition process is painful. I just want the listener to be so aware of this.
It's borderline horrific.
It's.
It's borderline horrific.
Because
I love the example that you gave. The example of someone justifying their lack or their inability to give by saying, no, I've met so many ungrateful people or whatever it may be.
Yes.
In my experience, I feel like God puts you through a situation where you are able to justify why you are not doing the right way. And in the right way, I mean the Christ way.
Yes, the godly way.
The godly way.
You will
have every reason to be resentful. You will have every reason to be angry. You will have every reason to be depressed or anxious or whatever it is. And God will expose that.
Yes.
And say, okay, you think you're patient? Let's
see. Here you go. Here you go.
You think you're understanding? Oh, okay.
Here you go.
Here's a test.
Here you go.
You think you're so intellectual. Quick disclaimer. This is something that I've seen has developed into being a form of false god lately.
Yes.
Because I feel like people have exalted their intellectual powers to such heights that I find it comical at times. Because,
kind of, what's the definition of a satire?
Remind me.
Elena, I forgot. But when you say it's comical, I don't know. My brain just said it reminds me of...
Oh, satire. No, it's... Like, yeah, I just find it funny in that way. Just quick disclaimer. It was just that.
Cause, I understand exactly what you're saying.
Yeah.
Sure.
Because, yeah. Anyway. In my own personal experience, this is what I was saying.
Mm-hmm.
Asking God to expose certain things hasn't made it any easier from God just exposing them. And I'm so grateful and I honor him for me being able to realize, or me having him as my foundation and being able to realize, Mfana, this is a test.
Yes.
Mfana, this is a growth moment.
This is a growth moment, sure.
Mfana,
amen. Sure.
This is where you are building blocks to the person you want to become.
Yes.
Mdana, this is where you are filtering out all the nonsense that you've been justifying.
Yes. And you need me to do all of this. You end here. Like,
dude,
this is where you end. Allow me to move onwards.
Sure.
Gori, give me the space to invade this portion. Gori, give me yourself in this regard.
You know, with me, I feel like God, as soon as I decided to invite him into my heart, to build his home in my heart. He completely destroyed the house and he built a new one from scratch. Like, that's how it has felt for me. Because from all the way from insecurities to everything that I had thought I was so amazing at, everything that I had exalted in my own mind, Uguti.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Sure. Yo, sure. Yes.
Complete demolition job, dude. From the foundation. Like, Kore, he started from scratch. And that is the challenge of life for me. And that is what makes life worth living. And it is my greatest motivation because it gives me leeway to not be resentful and to not allow things that would necessarily destroy me it gives me power to be able to maneuver, if that makes sense, and grow and become this person that I am allowing Christ to bring out of me, if that makes sense.
Sure.
And yeah, it is not easy. It is probably the most difficult thing in life because, like we say, he exposes everything to its bare bones. Everything. And in these moments, it will show if Tabelo is more in love with his stubbornness or he's willing to step into the light. If Tabelo is more in love with his resentment, or he's willing to step into the light. Because it hurts to let go.
It does.
Especially of the things that you've already justified in your own mind. Especially of the things that you've already exalted in your own mind.
Yep.
Especially of the... I don't want to say childish because I know childish is the wrong word. But of these things that are of no substance.
Sure.
That we've given so much attention and credit to, in a way. And I love how God has just been showing me over you and Duana.
And before we scare the listener regarding making Christ, you know, allowing him to make home in your heart and how painful some of these things can be.
Before Percy speaks, guys, I don't believe there is any sugarcoating this. Mag, I'm gonna allow him to say, and I think I'm gonna agree with what he's gonna say. But there is no sugarcoating this, because if we do that,
mm-hmm.
and when you go through what you're gonna have to go through, you're gonna mm-hmm. be like, ah, Mag, the guys.
Mm.
So yeah, please talk, my brother.
Yes, all I'm going to say is that after the pain, after Kore, the realization that you're not as perfect as you thought you were,
sure.
there is a very deep sense of peace that comes after that. After the demolition,
I would argue, and the dust has settled.
Hence peace. Kore, after the dust has settled and the entire space has been, you know, demolished, Kore, it's on the floor. There is a very strong sense of peace that comes afterwards. And
yeah.
wow. Kore, I even spoke about it quite a few episodes back. Like 10 episodes back. Can't believe I'm saying that.
Yeah.
But 10 episodes. Like, wow. But
it still seems like yesterday,
It still seems like yesterday. Yeah. But there's one way of speaking about humiliation. And and I was explaining that after I experienced something that humiliated me,
mm-hmm.
after it, I felt light. I was like, ah, okay. All right.
It's funny how...
All right.
How does that even make sense, bro?
I don't know. Like, how does genuinely, that... I don't know.
Immediately.
I don't know.
Immediately, I knew it was Christ.
Mm-hmm.
When that happened to me,
mm.
because it should have destroyed you.
Yes.
Because your ego...
Yes.
Everything that you have placed so much value
mm-hmm.
in has been shattered.
Shattered.
But somehow you're at peace. When it gets... And I just didn't understand. Mm. I was like, how am I fine? Like, I had to ask myself that, Hore. Mm. No, man, why am I not down?
Mm.
You know?
Mm. And there will be a voice in your head whispering, be down, be down.
Hey, it's like,
be down. Like, Mare, why? Why should I? Why?
But it's more of a nuisance than anything.
Yes, yes. And
sure.
Another one is also an episode I'd like for us to cover. Maybe... Yeah, a bit further along the road is mm-hmm. on forgiveness. Mm. Yeah, you know, I said this once upon a time, and I asked God to please expose certain things in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And he put me in a situation where he exposed that I don't think I'm as forgiving as I think I am.
Sure.
I think, I'm not as forgiving as I think I am. Kore, I can assume or I can convince myself
mm-hmm.
I have forgiven this person. I've forgiven the situation. Yeah. You know, whatever happened.
Sure.
And I am moving past it. But for some reason, the fact that I had to convince myself, Kore immediately steps, Kore, it shows me,
it's proof enough that it wasn't dealt with.
It wasn't dealt with. And to the listener also, before we even step into this episode of forgiveness, how do you make yourself forgive someone?
You don't.
Kore, I thought about it for so long. I was like, okay.
It's a lie.
I do want to forgive whatever happened. You know, I genuinely want to forgive. How can someone give me like the recipe that do this, do that, sleep this long, wake up at this time, do that? Because it's not that simple. And I love that it's not that simple.
Yeah.
Kore.
Yeah.
This is exactly what we mean when we say God expose, Kore, expose things in my life where I need you. I can't do it by myself. I don't know how to.
Sure.
Christ, I need
this is beyond me.
This is far beyond me. And
because I can convince myself
as much as you
but
like,
then I'm lying to myself.
You are lying.
And that
to
is
yourself.
The most dangerous type of lie.
Yep. Kore, you see this episode or this topic around allowing God to expose certain things in our lives. Kore, it's like me telling you, teach yourself to be patient. How? And Christ is the answer to all these things.
True.
Kore, there is no formula to some of these things. Like, really, there isn't. I can't tell you, go here, go there, do this, do that. There's no such.
You know, well, from what I've seen, and I believe the majority of the listeners, if not all of them, will agree with me. Excuse us, guys. It's a truck. The God that we serve he doesn't allow you to, he doesn't expose those things soft and nice.
Mm.
It's brutal.
Get that.
Dude, mm. It's brutal.
Mm-hmm.
It's it's there, like it's,
yeah,
it's atomic bomb proportions.
Mm.
And this is why I've always said, oh, I believe sugarcoating things weakens people.
Mm.
Because I feel like it gives them an expectation of things being tolerable, if that makes sense.
Mm.
And you are going to reach times where you feel like you are overwhelmed.
Mm.
God is going to put you through things where you feel like yo. Be it anger.
Mm.
Whatever it is.
Mm.
Be it anger, be it anxiety, be it whatever, you are going to feel like this is just way too much.
Mm-hmm.
That is what we were talking about in a previous episode about depression.
Yes.
You reach that point where you feel like like, you know.
Mm.
And God just allows you to go through that.
Mm.
The brutal nature of that depression or anger or resentment or anxiety or fear or whatever it is.
And why? Why? Like, so, Why?
So that you know that you need him firstly.
Amen.
And that's so that he can prove his power within you.
Yes.
So that his peace can come out. And, the more and more you try and fight it with your own tools, weapons, whatever, it doesn't work.
Mm.
It doesn't work.
Mm. Go ahead.
That's why so many rich and wealthy people commit suicide.
Mm.
Because the world seems to think, if you have money, you have no problems.
Mm.
Which is so childish.
But the Bible says all these things are vanity, my brother. All these things won't fulfill anything inside of you. Nothing.
But I love what you said, because we've convinced ourselves that they will.
Yes. Oh, you have. We have. And it's worse because of these devices that we are so consumed by, called our cell phones and our laptops. They'd have all these Instagrams and whatnot, where someone can share to you a 30-second reel of such a stunning resort or hotel, and you think, that's what I want, and that's all I want. And there is so much more to it. You're just seeing 30 seconds of 10 years.
Yeah. You know, no, that's true.
Mm.
You're only seeing like a snippet of whatever that is. Mare, one thing that used to scare me that I'm at peace with now is the time that we live in now. Ronaba to people, for people who don't understand, Vinek, excuse me. We live in a time where we have the highest amount of things to exalt and distract yourself with.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in the history of the human race.
Mm.
Example. We were talking about a scripture, and we were referencing Moses and having to cross into the promised land.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, those people had to go through things that they had to. They had things that distracted them, things that kept them occupied.
Mm.
But let's be real now.
Mm-hmm.
Not to the extent that we have. They had their things. No, I'm not denying that.
Sure.
They had their thing. No, I'm like, it was real. Mm-hmm. It was exactly real.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like technology alone.
Mm.
Has introduced a million different things.
True. Technology. Like, you don't know how to deal with some of them the way they're so new.
Dude.
It happens every 3 months. Something new pops up. We don't know what to do. Like, universities had a bit of a moving yarn regarding ChatGPT. Mm-hmm. When it first stepped in. Yo. yo. Especially like psychology or humanities, where people type like a lot of essays and stuff. Alala. Yo, it was nice that side. Ah, it was nice. It was a movie. But now at least they are learning how to adapt around it. But I get what you say. There's just a lot.
What are we doing to our creativity with relying to those things, though?
That's a topic for another day.
No, that's just a topic for that's some food day. For thought. That's all I thought about ChatGPT, by the way. Like you said, topic for another day. Anyway, God, it's brutal to get back to the point, and He doesn't sugarcoat anything. That's why I feel like it is wrong, might be stretching it a bit, Mare. I will say wrong to sugarcoat things to people. Because I'm not saying be rude and nasty. I'm just saying sugarcoating experiences and struggles and whatever. Because people have this, that's why they get demoralized with Christ in a sense, because they think that, oh, I'm going to be a, let me say, I'm stepping into Christianity, I'm accepting God into my heart now. Somehow they think, they have this idea of it's going to make things easier.
And it's not,
dude.
It's not.
It's the exact opposite. It's gonna expose all those things that you need to work on, that God is gonna build inside of you. I feel like as soon as you do that, it alleviates you from all excuses and justification in a way. For yourself, anyway.
Sure.
It totally rips that away from you.
Sure. I'm saying that's a very, very, very good thing. Yeah. And I want to explain why now.
Yeah.
When we ask Christ to expose certain things in us, the main reason why I do that, or why when I first heard about it, or where I learned about it from, it's solely because you want Christ to build a different version of Gabriel.
Sure.
Kuri, whatever quality you had when it came to maybe love or compassion, you want Christ to expose it and destroy whatever came with Kabelo. You want to build something totally new and something totally different with Christ in it. I'm going to say now, Kuri, if you did not hear anything from the beginning of this episode, I just want you to listen to this, just this last part. Allow Christ to form a different you. Do not hold on to the previous you. Kuri, when you step into this journey of wanting to experience Christ and grow in Christ, He's going to expose a lot of things, and they're going to happen subconsciously. Some, Kuri, without you consciously allowing Christ, saying that, Christ, you know what? Yeah, do as you will, you know, do with my life. Some things are just going to happen automatically. And when those things happen, be careful not to hold on to your old skin. Because the Bible even says that fresh wine in old wine skins is going to cause it to burst.
Sure.
It's not healthy. It's not the way it's supposed to be. So step into this new version of yourself. Allow Christ to develop this new version of yourself, where you can't be proud of it, where you can't boast about anything, because you are not whoever, or you will not be this new version of yourself out of yourself. Christ will be the one that will be exalted at the end of the day, which is what is needed, which is what He wants. He wants you to be an expression of Him. When people look at you, they must see Him, not yourself, not the amount of self-development or self-whatever that you put into yourself.
Not your truth.
Not, thank you. Amen.
I feel like, I stepped over the line. I just had to put that in.
Wow. But, oh Lord, continue to expose us. Oh, continue to expose us.
Please.
Lord, we want to be more like you.
Please. Yeah. And we're going to end this now, guys. I just wanted to say, be patient with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
When you feel yourself resisting,
okay, sure,
what Christ is trying to do in you, because it doesn't feel good, because you've become accustomed to whatever it is that he is breaking down, because you have built your home, your heart is this home that this like this God that we serve is breaking down. And of course a part of you is gonna put up a fight.
Yeah, it's gonna hurt.
It's gonna hurt because gonna you're hurt. Gonna be like, no.
Yeah.
I have a right to be angry.
Yeah, this person did me dirty.
Hey, this person did me dirty. Like,
no.
It goes
no.
back to exactly what we were talking about. How do I forgive?
Yeah.
You're
gonna
feel so justified.
Yep.
And allow yourself the time to be able to work through that. But fight to destroy, like to allow him to do that to you.
Yes.
Allow him to do that to you, guys.
When the resistance comes, fight it. And you're not alone in the fight. Okay. We want you to also get that from the previous episode.
Sure.
That as much as we're saying fight,
Daba,
you're not alone.
Daba, my point was, I wanted them to be able to recognize when they are resisting.
Okay. Because it is going to happen.
It is going to happen.
It does happen.
It does happen a lot.
A lot.
Especially to the thing about the things that we are most sensitive about.
True.
Especially to about the things that we feel justified about.
True.
So I want you to be patient with yourself and to recognize that whenever better is being asked of you. Because I love how Christ works in us.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't just force his way through.
Mm.
Like, it's brutal, but it's gentle in a way.
Mm.
It's like, Ntwana, let go of this anger.
Mm.
And when you feel so angry, but it's like, no, let go. And like, no, I want my anger. No, let go.
It's not worth it. It's not worth
sure.
it.
It's not worth sure. It. It's that. Allow yourself to go through the process of changing.
Yes.
It won't be an overnight thing.
It's a process.
It's a process.
Sure.
And fight the good fight, guys.
Mm.
Like, be diligent in working towards what you know is right in Christ. And I promise you, the fruits of it far outweigh anything that you can ever imagine, guys. It's absolutely amazing. It's something that you have to experience it for yourself.
Yeah.
And I'm still like, dude, we are young.
Yes.
Just beginning to experience some of the things. And as soon as you step over one hurdle, it's like another one hits you right in the face. So, boom. Well, okay, you just fixed your anger.
Yes.
Yeah. Now we're going to work on your patience.
Yep. Yep. You know? Now we're going to work on your pride.
Yeah.
Well, it's always something. It's always something.
But I...
Yeah.
You know, I appreciate having to learn some of these things at a young age.
Mm.
Because I've seen how when a lot of our elderly people have to face certain things at a later stage in their life.
Sometimes it hits them hard.
It's absolutely destructive.
Yo, I sometimes, you can tell.
It's absolutely destructive. And it's not a...
Because
you're like, God is going to destroy your pride when you're 50. You can just imagine.
Yeah. When it lands, it lands.
It lands. No, it heavy. Lands. Heavy. It so,
lands. It lands.
So allow yourself to go through that process of working through it, guys, and be patient with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Be diligent. And I encourage you guys to, you know, something that works for me, study the word.
Sure.
Read. It means reading, seeking, and understanding.
Mm-hmm.
That is what studying is all about.
Mm.
Is you read it, guys. Read it and like study it.
Mm.
Study it. Think about it. Read different versions of whatever it is that you're reading.
Ask questions.
About it.
Yes.
That's why the Bible has so many different versions.
Mm.
I've heard some... I almost said stupid, mother. Our listeners will forgive us. Why are there so many versions of the Bible? I'm like, dude, language has been changing throughout the times. And that they have been evolving the text so that the people of that time understand it better.
I was actually listening to us when we said that someone did you dirty. And I was like, yo, I'm thinking, like, what's my mom going to think? Like, what about the translation? I was like, but yeah, that's exactly what you say. Yeah,
like, study the word, read it. Even if you just choose to land on Matthew and you're gonna study Matthew this month or whatever, read Matthew in the King James version that you have. If you don't understand that language, get the NIV, get the Amplified version, get whatever it is. And guys, we have a Bible app on our phones and it's free. It's really sad that I feel like, guys, come on. Come on, study it. It's very therapeutic and it's extremely knowledgeable. Yes. And guys, it's the book of life. What more can I say? I don't even need to like market it anymore. Like,
and to actually throw something in there, I'm sorry that we haven't had, you know, a chance to discuss it, but we'll discuss it maybe after this episode. If you are like a listener and you are aware of the podcast, or you have been tuning into the podcast for quite some time, and you would love us to maybe dwell into like a certain book or a certain a certain person, a certain individual in the Bible, and you want us to, you know, have more of a discussion about it, hit us up, man. You know,
guys, let us know.
Just let us know. Let us know. We are willing, you know, to go in any direction that the Spirit says we should go. We are not very rigid. We are
Dude, we want you guys to be as involved as possible, like we said. And whichever topics that you want us to talk about, whatever subjects you want us to discuss,
feel free.
We will do that.
This is not like a guarantee that we will, because maybe some people will think it's a chance not to go short left. But
no, guys.
Just be in the flow of the podcast. You know, just respect us and we will respect you.
God.
Respect first. God also. Amen.
If you respect God, I feel like whatever you send to us will be acceptable. So guys. We hope this has been therapeutic in a sense. Very informative. And
for me it has actually.
Lynn, I listening to you, man, it always does wonders for me, and I always listen back to these episodes and I'm it just works for me. It works for me, and I hope it blesses people somehow. I trust that God will do only what he can through this.
Yep. And it's not in our hands.
All praise and glory belongs to him, guys.
Forever and always.
Be blessed. It's peace and love from our side, guys. Till next time.
Bye.
Bye-bye.